All right, fam, let's talk. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain is a scrambled egg trying to solve a Rubik's Cube while simultaneously juggling flaming chainsaws? Yeah, that's basically Gen Z life in a nutshell. With a generation of constant hustle, endless scrolling, and FOMO so strong it could power a small city. But here's the tea. You can't pour from an empty cup, fam. If you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit without a break, you're gonna crash harder than your phone after a TikTok live stream gone wrong. And that's where self-care comes in. But hold up, don't roll your eyes just yet. I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are cool too. We're talking about the daily rituals that actually work, the stuff that recharges your soul and keeps you from becoming a human emoji with a permanent loudly crying face plastered on your face. Number 1. Ditch the all-nighter mentality. Sleep is not for the weak, my friends. It's your superpower. Think of it like charging your phone overnight. If you don't give yourself enough shut-eye, you're gonna be lagging all day long. Aim for at least 7 hours a night, and trust me, your brain will thank you. No more zombie mode, fam. Number 2. Fuel your body right. I know, pizza and ramen are tempting. But if you want to feel like a boss, not a sloth, you gotta treat your body like the temple it is. Stock up on fruits, veggies, whole grains, the good stuff. And ditch those sugary sodas for water, green tea, or even kombucha. Your future self will be screaming thank you. Number 3. Move your body, fam. Exercise doesn't have to be a chore. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody is watching because honestly, they're probably not, hitting the gym with your squad, or just taking a brisk walk in nature. Endorphins are your BFFs, they make you feel good, reduce stress, and boost your energy levels. It's a win-win-win. Number 4. Disconnect to reconnect. Seriously, put down that phone for at least an hour every day. Spend time with loved ones, read a book, gasp, or just chill out in silence. You'll be surprised how much clearer your head feels when you're not constantly bombarded with notifications and endless scrolling. Number 5. Embrace the power of no. You are not obligated to say yes to everything. Learn to set boundaries, protect your time, and prioritize your own well-being. It's okay to decline invitations, politely push back on requests, and focus on what truly matters to you. Remember, self-respect is a vibe, and it starts with saying no to the things that drain you. Okay, picture this. You're drowning in assignments, deadlines are looming, your social life feels like a distant memory, and you haven't slept more than 4 hours in days. Sound familiar? Yay, we've all been there. But what if I told you that even amidst the chaos, you can still prioritize self-care? You don't have to be a productivity guru or a meditation master. Start small, maybe squeeze in a 15-minute walk during your lunch break, try some deep breathing exercises before bed, or just enjoy a cup of tea without checking your phone. These little acts of self-love can make a world of difference. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up for yourself, even when life throws you curveballs. So ditch the guilt trip and embrace the power of taking care of your mental, physical, and emotional well-being. You deserve it, fam. Now go out there and conquer the day with a little extra self-care magic sprinkled in. Don't forget to tag me on your TikTok self-care routines, DM me your wins or fails, and smash that follow button if this episode gave you life. Until next time, stay awesome and keep shining.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.